All right, guys, we'll get started. Washington Redskins got a lot of good players on special teams. Got an exciting punt returner. The Crowder kid is averaging 21 yards per return in the punt return game. They're third in the league. So we have a big challenge for us with our punt coverage and Colquitt and our gunners and those type of things. But they got some good core players and Niles Paul, some other really good ones. David Bruton, who's been a special teams player in the league for a long time, is also playing for him. I know he's playing defensively, but he's also playing a lot of special teams. So work cut out for us. We need to continue to get better. Saw some good signs last week, but not where we want to be, and we're working at it this week. So with that, I'll answer any questions. I think he's had a really good week. He really has, and I'm excited for him to go into this game and got a lot of confidence in him. To be quite honest with you, selfishly, I hope the game comes down to a game-winning field goal because I believe that when we trot him out there, he'll make it. I really do. He's had a great week of practice.
I mean, I don't think the average person knows how difficult it is to get the timing down and the whole snap, hold, kick. So how much was a factor Sunday, and how hard is it to pick up in 20 minutes of pregame or whatever?
I mean, it's hard, but at the same time, and I think if you had an opportunity to talk with Cody, he's not an excuse maker. I mean, the guy's he's been to the Pro Bowl. He's an excellent kicker, but tough circumstances for him. And those things can be tough because you're thinking snap, hold, kick, getting the rhythm, when is the ball coming out, when do I approach the ball and still striking it the way that you want to. So it's been nice that obviously we've had this week to iron all those things out, and what I've seen from him this week is the Cody Parkey that we know and have watched on tape.
Did you have to convince Hugh to give him another chance?
No. He's a good football player. You don't go in this league. You don't go to a Pro Bowl and hit the ball the way that this kid does. I mean, it was tough circumstances, and he'll be the first to tell you he's ready to jump right back on the horse again and go. And I'm excited to watch him play this weekend. I mean, in other areas he played really well. I mean, six touchbacks, and then the one that they did bring out. I mean, I think it was five or six deep at 4-2 hang, and we tackled him inside the 25. I mean, those are. People talk about the misses, but, you know, the other things that he was doing was outstanding.
With all the misses being left, what does that tell you? Was he trying too hard? Or?
No, a little fast, coming around the ball a little bit. That's a timing thing also. And this week he's been if he hits him like he was this week, which I expect him to do, I mean, he's had a great week. So looking forward to it. I think he's definitely fixed that.
I gotta ask you, your name was dropped in a – or does preferring Robbie Gould and being disappointed, quote unquote.
Not true.
What do you
want to say about that? No, I mean there's not truth to that. I mean, there's a lot of good football players out there. There's no doubt about it. I think our scouting department does an outstanding job, and when we visit with our scouts and our front office and we decide on a player, I mean we have us a really good young player who's been to a Pro Bowl that gets great lift on the ball, that bangs touchbacks, that can place the ball directionally. He's good, and I heard about the reports. I don't think anything of him. I've moved on to Washington and excited to watch our guy, the guy that's here, perform for us at a winning level.
Chris, with Corey Coleman out and Tremon Williams maybe out, does that mean Jordan Poyer's the guy, or who else could be back there?
You have Poyer, you have Duke Johnson, you have Joe Hayden. We have some guys in the stable.
Guess you guys haven't gotten much out of your punt return game. How do you kind of get that started?
I think you get it started when you have opportunities. You know, obviously sometimes it dictates where they're punting from. We need to eliminate some penalties. I think the Baltimore game we had one punt return, one opportunity, and we had 13 yards on that. Last week, I think he got about a 15-yard return, but then we had a penalty, which obviously negates that. And those are the things we've been working on fundamentally to get that going. I find it like this. You don't press the panic button. You just kind of keep working through it. And when you get chances, then we got to take advantage of them. You know, and we've been on the aggressive side also of going after people. Higgins almost came through the other day on a nice up and under for the block. So we're trying to do some other things also. you know, as opposed to just saying return, we're also coming after you too.
What did happen to Patrick Murray? How'd that all go down?
Just, you know, we kick on Friday, and it was just an unfortunate event, obviously. Just kind of went to plant there and just kind of tweaked it. And I feel awful bad for him because he's a guy that was battling back from injury and had a great preseason. And I believe that he's an awfully good kicker also. So, you know, it's just kind of one of those things. It was, like I say, a very unfortunate event that you didn't see coming.
Do you have a new Johnson Batamosi on your unit here?
We're trying to develop those type of players at this time. I don't think at this time, as of today, we have that, but we're getting there. I'm seeing some good signs by some young players that when you're really honing in on the tape, I thought they got better from the Baltimore game to last week's game, and I hope I see that again this week. You know, the Ricardo Lewis's, the Alexanders of the world, the Holmes kid playing, you know, the Atkinson kid. I mean, there's the guys are making progress.
Because when Hugh decides to kick off to start overtime, has he spent a lot of time talking to you about field position and how, you know, kick would work and punt and that kind of thing?
No, Coach has a great the plan he had was exactly right. I was right with him. No, it's a thing. Our defense was playing great, and no doubt about that. And I just my suggestion is to him. I just tell him if he wants to kick off, which way we go. That's all. I give him that information.